Today's AudioCast for Friday, July 21st, 2006 is sponsored by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Well, if you missed us for a couple of weeks, we're glad to be back with you. There was a slight delay in getting our audio feed reestablished, just some growing pains associated with the launch of the brand new avweb.com website. Have you seen it? Be sure and check it out at avweb.com. And thanks for your patience. It's a work in progress, but it's going to be worth the wait. And if you are attending EAA Air Venture, be sure and stay tuned. I'll be announcing at the end of this podcast details on how you can be one of our daily winners of a Garmin GPS or an iPod, your choice, with the grand prize winner at the end of the show of a Garmin 496. Haven't heard of it? Check it out online at avweb.com. And this is Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News Service. Right before rushing out the door, suitcases in hand to head to you-know-where, AvWeb's Russ Niles interviewed Dick Nepinski, head of communications for the Experimental Aircraft Association, who happens to be inviting a few close friends over to the Wisconsin town of Oshkosh for a little intimate get-together.
Well, it's our annual fly-in, so we're going to have a little small intimate gathering for about 10,000 airplanes and about 700,000 of our closest friends. So we're looking forward to it once again, July 24th through the 30th.
Last year's show was phenomenal. Amazing airplanes, technology and innovation was at every corner. What do we have to look for this year?
The airplanes such as Spaceship One and the Global Flyer and some of those are really once-in-a-lifetime type aircraft. But what we're seeing coming in this year is perhaps one of the broadest, most developed lineups that we've had in a long time. Everything from, let's say, light sport aircraft for people who are looking for purely recreational flight, going on up to the very light jets, which is a very exciting development, which really could change the way business travel takes place, because you have aircraft there that are affordable for many businesses who could not afford their own flight departments before. There'll be fractional ownership in that. And there are five or six companies that are stepping forward to participate in that. And we're going to see a lot of those jets debut at Oshkosh and make perhaps their first public flights there and so forth. So it's going to be a very interesting lineup at that end of aviation innovation as well. We have people such as Cessna bringing their proof of concept for a light sport aircraft as they step into that market. We're going to see a lot of innovation throughout the avionics community, too, and electronics community. All of that is part of what AirVenture has become, and yet it still remains aviation's family reunion, where everybody gets together and sees each other and can just enjoy aviation and flying purely because we can do it. There is such a thing as personal flight out there. So it brings literally the whole world to Oshkosh for an entire week, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the air show, which is one of my favorite parts. What are we going to get to see?
It is a group of headlining acts that would headline air shows throughout North America on most weekends that come to Oshkosh and all together perform. So you may see a Patty Wagstaff, followed by the Aeroshell aerobatic team, followed by Sean Tucker, followed by Jim Leroy, followed by others who may come in, Gene Susi, and so forth, all following one another to create a sensational air show each afternoon, which starts around 3:30 and goes until about 6 o'clock. So it is a great way to highlight the afternoon after a day of walking around the flight line, no matter what part of the flight line you may enjoy, because when I first started coming in the 1970s, I was always impressed by, you can make this event as big or as small as you want to make it. If you want to try to see everything in a couple of days on the grounds, you can certainly do that. If you want to spend time simply being in one area, the ultralights or the home-built aircraft or the vintage area or the warbirds, there are enough activities and programs and just interesting people that you can stay there for a number of days as well.
Well, it's probably the biggest gathering of warbirds anywhere, and I understand we've got some big iron to have a look at this year.
We have what's called the Big Bomber Reunion. We have a large number of B-17s coming in, probably four or five of them, a like number, maybe even more, of B-25s. We have the B-24 Diamond Lil coming from the Commemorative Air Force. And what we're especially proud of, because there are only two flying in the entire world, is a British Lancaster bomber in a Royal Canadian Air Force colors. That will be coming down, seeing us in Oshkosh for the first time since 1989. And so that will be a very rare treat as well. So those will be there, and you may see two dozen P-51s coming in. You may see a bundle of T-34s information. And we'd like to remind people who are interested in warbirds, they will be flying every day except Thursday. There will be expanded shows on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, full-hour warbird shows. And Friday and Saturday, all the big pyrotechnics a lot of people love, too. So we're looking forward to another great gathering of 400 warbirds or more here at Oshkosh.
Aeroshell Square is going to look like the ramp of an Air Force base, isn't it?
It will, although the Navy people may take exception to that. But nevertheless, I tell you, it's going to be a great show from that aspect. For the first time in 10 years, a B-1 bomber will be here on the ground for people to get up close to and look at. That will be here Monday through Friday, the first 5 days of the show. Over the weekend, from Friday through Sunday, we'll have a C-17 Globemaster III coming in. In addition, we have groups of F-16s, F-18s are coming in, A-10 Warthogs are going to be here, and Blue Angel number 8 will be here as well. And a lot of times people will see the Blues fly, and they'll park on the other side of the airport, and you never get a chance to get up, meet the pilots, see the airplanes up close. Well, for the first 3 days of the show, we're going to have Blue Angel number 8 F-18 here, where people can get right up next to it, have their picture taken with it, talk to the Blue Angels reps, and just have a great time. And the Blue Angels will be doing an evening program on Tuesday evening on July 25th as well. So they will be participating in the show, and we may have some more surprises for them later on in the week. So it's something that we're looking forward to, and people who do like the Big Iron will certainly have enough to look at here.
Over at the Lake Floatplane show shaping up?
It is. We'll probably have upwards of 120 to 150 seaplanes coming in. And that is really a small gem of the entire Air Venture gathering. If people have not had a chance to take the shuttle over to the seaplane bus just a couple of miles away from the grounds, they really should do so. Go over there. It's right on the shores of Lake Winnebago. There are activities going on, a very relaxed pace, a very congenial pace over there at the seaplane base, and something people can really enjoy, this unique facet of flight. So we're looking forward to welcoming them and many other aircraft here to Oshkosh this year.
A lot of the people listening to us are planning to fly to Oshkosh this year, and the flight procedures are a work in progress. What can they expect this year?
Well, the big thing is, for anybody flying into Oshkosh, I would urge them just as soon as possible to download the NOTAM from the airventure.org website. You can do it there, or give us a call here at EAA, and we can rush a copy out to you, a hard copy. But take a look at that for the type of aircraft and the type of approach that you might be flying. Make sure you know that very well, and be aware of what happens. You know, it is the world's busiest airport for a week, and so we want people to come in and make sure that they're prepared to fly that approach and be safe. So that's the big thing that people should be aware of. There are some minor differences from past years. Those are outlined in the NOTAM, and we urge people to go there, read the NOTAM, study it, and really know what to expect when they come to Oshkosh. Some people say they want to avoid flying into Oshkosh. Most people will say, once you understand it and come in and fly that approach, it's not all that complicated, but it does take a certain degree of concentration on what you're doing there to make sure you don't get too much of get-there-itis, and so you get to Oshkosh and enjoy the entire show.
EAA Air Venture is July 24th to 30th. We've been speaking with Dick Nepinski, and we'll look forward to seeing the show, Dick.
Sounds good, Russ. We look forward to having the entire AvWeb crew there.
Well, that was Russ Niles, who currently is en route to Oshkosh, with a little preview from Dick Nepinski of Air Venture 2006. For these and other stories on this week's events in aviation, point your browser to www.avweb.com. And if you are attending Air Venture at Oshkosh, we hope you'll register to win your choice of a free Garmin GPS 96C or iPod Nano to be given away every day, with a grand prize winner at the end of the show who will take home a brand new Garmin 496. That's the new one. Yes, the word leaked out just a little bit early this week. The Garmin 496 has been released and is available for purchase at your favorite avionics dealer. Now, to win a Garmin 496 or a GPS 96C or iPod Nano to be given away every day of the show, just stop by the AvWeb booth, A1007N8. There's no purchase necessary. You don't have to be a pilot, and even current subscribers and non-subscribers to AvWeb are eligible. All winners will be notified by email, but you're welcome to stop back by the AvWeb booth. We'll have a list of daily winners, except for the grand prize drawing, which will be held immediately after the show closes. Rules and eligibility requirements are available online at avweb.com. To comment
comment on today's podcast, you can email us at audionews@avweb.com. And don't forget, a large chunk of the AvWeb staff is trekking to Oshkosh for expanded coverage guaranteed to keep you on the front row every day of EAA AirVenture 2006. Extra issues online and 3 additional podcasts next week, so be sure you check back often. Today's audiocast was sponsored by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Monday, July 24th. I'm Mike Blakeney, and thanks for downloading AvWeb's Audio News.